You're listening to WRS. It is 16 minutes past nine. I am joined in the studio by Dibuyuda Das, by David McClenahan, and by David DePaver. They are all in the cast of Charlie's Aunt. First of all, welcome to all three of you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, morning. So, okay, Charlie's Aunt. What the actual programme tells me, or rather I should say the flyer that I've got in front of me, is six proposals, four weddings, and a man in drag. What else could you ask for? I would like to know more about what on earth is going to happen here, because I've heard it's a farce. It's going to be very funny. So tell me, what's the synopsis of this play? Dibs.
The premise is, like, very usual, right? Two guys want to get together with two girls. The others get sucked in, essentially. So my character, Jack, and Charlie, we are buds, and we want to get married, right? We met two girls last night, and we want to get married. That's it, right? So we have to invite them over. How? Charlie's aunt was supposed to come, who's a widow and a millionaire.
Because this is set in the 19th century, where you would have to have a chaperone.
Absolutely. Otherwise, okay, they wouldn't remain.
Okay, so that's why we get Charlie's aunt involved.
But Charlie's aunt can't come. Important business in town. So Babs, our friend, he becomes Charlie's aunt.
Played by David DePaver.
Yes, exactly. And I think I'm just coming to hang out with my two buddies here, but instead I show up and, well, they know I'm about to play an old woman in a production on college. So they ask me, why don't you put the costume on and give us a look.
And you essentially come in, I can start seeing the slapstick already, you essentially come in as a character so that these guys can go on dates with their girlfriends.
Exactly.
In the 19th century.
100%.
We're a chaperone.
Slight problem, he comes to steal my champagne. And that's how we get sucked into the whole madness.
But that's not where the slapstick kind of ends in this, or the farce ends in this. Then your character, Charlie's aunt, David, starts receiving proposals of her own. She becomes a very popular character indeed.
Well, you see, the dangerous thing is that I turn out to be quite an attractive catch for the men of Oxford in 1893. And so I am consistently bombarded throughout the show by proposals from our lovely older gentlemen in the cast.
What I have seen on Facebook of your moments of rehearsals, because Geds are very good at putting some pictures up every now and then of the different rehearsals, is it seems to be a riot. You do seem to be having a lot of fun. Tell me about the rehearsal process over the last few weeks, David.
It's a huge amount of fun because it's just a hilarious play. So, like, the biggest challenge for us genuinely is keeping a straight face and staying completely in the moment, because I think once there's an audience there, it's just like it just builds and builds. It starts off kind of quite funny, and then as the show progresses, it just becomes funnier and funnier, more and more ridiculous, and it all kind of comes to a head in a big, explosive...
Don't give too much away now, David.
Yes, yeah, that's true. No spoilers. In fact,
we had such a hard time to keep straight faces. We had, like, corpsing exercises, like, for twice in a row, and we still corpse. Like, we are laughing all the time.
Explain what a corpse exercise is going to involve, because this is when you corpse on stage is when you laugh on stage, you're not supposed to. It's not in character.
Yes.
So you're letting the actor show through. What does a corpsing exercise, what kind of thing have you been doing in rehearsals?
I'm very bad at it. So I remember David would just come in front of me and start saying something in his character, mm-hmm. right? Or he would do something like put a turban on once he did. And that just cracked me up. So we had to really keep a straight face until somebody had to make us laugh. But we couldn't laugh. If we laugh, we lose.
Okay, so it's one of those sort of challenges. It's just practice, basically, being funny around each other and just practicing holding it together.
And we have a bit in the play where David is supposed to mumble something into my ears. And he goes different things. Last time he said, paint me as one of my French girls. And I just couldn't hold myself together.
Couldn't deal with it. You're obviously having a lot of fun, but I know that it's a huge commitment for everyone. You're doing this alongside other jobs that you're working at. Tell me a little bit about what it's been like to actually go through the rehearsal. I've done a Geds play a long time ago, but I've done one, and I know that it's a huge commitment. I mean, you've been doing rehearsals how many times a week now for the last, and how long?
Three times a week normally, and they normally run for about 3 hours each, so it's long evenings, but these guys make it a lot of fun. It goes by very quickly, as the play will, I'm sure, once we get started.
Totally. I'm going to ask you to tell us a little bit about the practical details as well. Where and when is it happening?
So it opens next week on Tuesday the 19th of March and then runs through to Saturday the 23rd of March. And from Tuesday to Friday, it starts at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. And on Saturday, it starts at 7 p.m.
Nice, nice. On the first night, I know as well, you always come out and have champagne with the audience.
I do, yes.
Buy your tickets for the first night if you can. GEDS.ch, GEDS, the Geneva English Drama Society. Are we ready to go? What's this next couple of days going to look like for you? Because if the opening night is on Tuesday, are you ready to go now? We are. How many days ahead have we got? 4 more days.
Oh my God. We could go now.
Oh, 100%.
Yes, we could. Yeah, why not?
But we do have quite a heavy weekend of, we've got, we're moving into the theatre, we've got the tech and the dress, rehearsals, so yeah.
Do you each have a favourite line from the show, or a line that really sums, I've really put you on the spot here, because I should have run this past you, but a line that really sums up your character, or one that... you know why I'm asking this? It's because part of it reminds me of that Oscar Wilde, a handbag. Like, there's a ridiculousness.
Yeah, like
there's kind of a ridiculousness that just I feel could be summed up in a line. And I wonder if this is a play a bit like that.
Well, I've got a bit of a stereotypical line I say a couple of times where I just turn to the audience and the characters and I say, "Well, I'm Charlie's aunt from Brazil, where the nuts come from."
Like, I feel like that sums up your character quite nicely.
And my character, like, I mean, Jack is the, you know, I got this, but he hasn't got anything. He creates this mess. So when Charlie asks, "What are we to do?" Charlie's aunt can't come. It's like, Napoleon went over the Alps on a horseback, and I've been under them by train. So there must be a way out of this.
Nice, nice. He's a solution finder, is Jack.
Well, yeah, doesn't find them.
He's a problem causer as well. I think my character, Charlie, is just sort of along for the ride and really spends the entire show trying to stop what's happening. So he's really not happy. And his kind of anxiety builds and builds and builds. So I guess maybe the line that sums him up is, "What a ghastly farrago."
Beautiful. Dibs, David. And David, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about Charlie's Aunt, the production from GEDS that's starting next Tuesday. Make sure you buy your tickets at GEDS.ch. It will run through for 1 week only until next Saturday. Thanks for coming in and joining me. Thanks, guys. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.